And now I'd like to call on Alana Samuels, Director of Museum Volunteer Services at the Museum of Tolerance, an organization institution that Gunther had many years of service and devotion to.
I met Gunther Katz in December 2005 when he first came to the Museum of Tolerance to join our Holocaust Survivor Speakers Program. The Witness to Truth program enables Holocaust survivors to share their personal testimony with museum visitors, school children, and even law enforcement professionals who come to the Museum of Tolerance to be trained in anti-bias education. Since December 2005, Gunther accrued over 300 volunteer hours with over 6,000 people having heard Gunther speak. And Gunther was an exceptional speaker. He had a story to tell of his experiences as a young child during the Holocaust. And Gunther had a mission. He told me that he shared his story at the Museum of Tolerance in the hope, quote, that at least one person in each of my audience will remember what I said and do the right thing when asked to do the right thing. Gunther spoke frequently to law enforcement groups, and he was always well-liked by his groups. While speakers are given 1 hour to share their presentation, Gunther always wanted to take one more question from his audience. Everyone wanted to have their picture taken with him, and they always wanted a group picture also. Police Academy classes loved Gunther, and numerous evaluations talked about how Gunther inspired them to be better police officers and how he made them realize how important being a police officer is and how much ethical responsibility comes with it. In fact, Gunther even received a challenge coin as a gift from the Orange County Police Academy class, a special gift signifying the people that have made a difference in their academy training. This was a tremendous honor, recognizing the impact of Gunther's testimony. Gunther challenged us to, quote, never forget, when you see injustice done, doing nothing is not the right thing to do, end quote. Jeremy Glauer, project coordinator for the Tools for Tolerance for Law Enforcement Program, would always tell his officers, quote, today, as you go from this place, you can tell your friends that you met a man who lost 35 members of his immediate family in the Holocaust. You can tell them the Holocaust did happen and that it was real, because you met a man who was there and told you the story. That man was Gunther Katz. Gunther's legacy will always be remembered at the Museum of Tolerance.